Go Tigers.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Fleiler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, hour number two. Hey, the folks over at the Y in Pickens and in Easley and in Powdersville want you to know that there's so many great things going on there. You can use all three branches with their membership. Boy, these are great-looking buildings, great-looking facilities. It includes a Journey, which is a wellness program that they've outlined for you. Free child watch care with really cool rooms. I went by the other day. It's one of the coolest things I've seen. Just to watch, there's two different rooms for age groups for kids. And I was watching the little fellas, little girls in there. I mean, they were having a blast. That's cool to see. Some financial assistance is available if you qualify for that. I told you yesterday, and I didn't have the exact name for it. I've got it back now. It's Pedaling for Parkinson's. That's a really cool program, recovering and those that have to suffer the Parkinson's every day. They found out that this cycling program has really helped there. And another thing they have there is it's a cancer survivor group in Live Strong, and cycling and things they do. I think that's cool. Support groups, they do all this. This is family. This is awesome. These are great facilities. These are our friends over at the Y. And join today at Easley Pickens in Powdersville. To find out more, go to their website. You can call the folks and go by and see them. They'd love to have you. Love to talk to you about you and your family. And I can see little kids out there in the summertime with those sliding boards and those the great slides in there. Man, what a great place to raise a family. Go by and see our good friends at the YMCA. I want to bring Mr. Orr. He just took off for a second. Bring him in here and ask him a question. There is a tweet out by, we're continuing this Trevor Lawrence love fest this morning. In case you missed the first hour, go back and listen to our podcast. It was an hour of Trevor. David Hale of ESPN has this one. And this is where you got to kind of reach a little bit. But in Power 5 conference quarterbacks in the last decade, to have at least 100 attempts, 9 touchdowns, and no interceptions on 3rd and 4th down. Jared Goff did it in 2014. Trevor Lawrence did it in 2018. And that's it. That's the only people who did that. So, one thing I want to talk about here is where is the ceiling through all of this? My buddy Roy said he wasn't rattled, but he looked a little bit like a freshman at A&M. And that was what he did, the great throw there. And then A&M did a great job of bringing some blitzes from different places. I think that's one of the best things that happened to him, that and recognizing that blitz and seeing that blitz and where they're coming from and then going from there on out. Boy, all kinds of poise, all kinds of composure from Trevor Lawrence. On the season, 259 of 397, that's 65% completion percentage, 3,280 yards, 30 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions. I think what you will see, as long as he is healthy, of course, you got to consider other factors. I'm trying to think what numbers go up, what numbers go down. Because he was not the starter in the first 4 games, you can see him actually, that number going, several of these numbers going up. Is that you? I'm kind of introducing this topic right now. As far as what are the expectations moving forward in 19 and 20? He didn't start early, so playing time will increase. But as they blow people out, I think you'll see him maybe get off the field maybe in a little earlier. And, you know, Trace Bryce is still such a very, very talented quarterback. The wide receiver core, you think, will be as good or better. I think that the offensive line, especially this year, will be as good or better or as good maybe. And the running game with ETN and those guys coming back. So all the pieces around him should be as good or better. Next year, is it safe to say 259 of 397? It's safe to say both those numbers go up. They will have more than 397 attempts and more than 259 completions. I think that's a safe bet.
That's a safe bet, of course.
All right.
Just depending, I guess, on how many fourth quarters he's playing.
Right, right. That's the big key is he blowing people out and how much. Of course, he didn't play in several fourth quarters this year.
How many passes did he throw in a fourth quarter this year?
We'll have to look that up. I have to see that one. The 65% completion percentage, that's going to go up. I'd expect that number to reach close to 70 as he gets better. 3,280, 3,280 yards, that goes up, correct?
Yes.
30 touchdowns, that number goes up, correct?
Probably.
4 interceptions. As the attempts go up, I think that number goes up a little bit.
I mean, common sense says that, but I mean, does it?
I think it does. I mean, it's got to. The more you put it at risk.
Of his interceptions, tips. He had, what, two tips at the line?
Yeah.
The one deep one.
Boston College.
And I don't remember the fourth one.
Louisville was a tip, correct?
So three tipped?
Let me see here. All right, here are the interceptions. Bear with me a second. I know it threw one against Boston College. That was an ill-advised deep ball that he threw in a double coverage.
It was a punt, yeah.
Yeah, that was on third and long, and he threw it down there. Yeah, you're right on that one.
He had a tackle off of one that was bad out of the line. He made the tackle immediately early in the season.
That was against, bear with me,
I don't think he was starting at that point.
That one was against Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech intercepted a ball. That was a deep ball, maybe.
I don't remember.
Louisville intercepted one. I thought Louisville might have been a tip. I don't remember the Louisville pick. We have to see those 4 picks. And then the Boston College was the one throw I know that he should not have thrown. But you've ever noticed this? Like, Louisville was a deep ball, is what a texter says now. He didn't put the ball in danger an awful lot. You know?
He doesn't. So, what was Tua's stats here? He only had 4 interceptions as well.
Well, he had 2 in the national championship game.
Yeah, but in the regular season, he had 4 going into it, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. I'll look up Tua.
And he had like 40-something touchdowns.
I don't know who this person you're talking about.
Tua.
Oh, Tua, that guy. Oh, that guy. All right, Leah, let me give you Tua.
That's right. The Georgia Tech one was off the old lineman's helmet.
Yes, on a little screen.
Yep.
Yes, very good. Tua this year was 245 or 355, 3,966 yards, 69% completion percentage, 43 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions.
But 4 going into the game.
Right, 4 going into the national championship game for that one. Now, with that said, let me give you the Heisman odds. This is what we've been building up to. The Heisman odds for 2019. Are you ready?
Yes.
Jerry Jeudy at Alabama is plus 1,400 right now. That means you bet $100, you win 1,400. Tate Martell. It says quarterback Ohio State, but we're going quarterback University of Miami. That was one of our news segments of the day.
But going down to sit out a year. He's not have to sit out?
I think he's got to sit out now.
So why would he be listed in the Heisman favorites?
Because this is when he was at Ohio State. This came out yesterday before he announced that. So, well, he was transferring anyway. He's plus 1,400. You know, Austin Kendall, the quarterback at Oklahoma, he's in the transfer portal. We don't know if he's going to transfer or not because he can always come back, but he's at plus 1,400. Sam Ellinger of Texas, plus 1,000. I like him, man. Don't you like him? He's a tough kid. He's a good one of those guys that just loves playing.
I don't love the forced comparisons to Tebow every 4 seconds of a national broadcast, though.
What now?
In their bowl game,
yeah,
it was Sam Ellinger and then Tim Tebow almost every time
mentioned his name. Yeah. Well, you get that. It's really the first introduction people really saw of him. Travis Etienne right now, plus 950. Heisman nods. The same as DeAndre Swift. Jonathan Taylor, running back at Wisconsin, plus 900. You hate him, man. You think he's terrible. You think he's an awful player.
I think Travis Etienne was the better player.
Think DeAndre Swift's better than Travis Etienne?
No.
Really?
I think the guy's garbage.
Nice. He's listening, a good dude. Player.
He's a good player.
Jake Fromm is plus 550. So Georgia has 2 and Clemson has 2.
Look at that.
Tua. Sorry, I messed that up. I didn't mean to mess that up. Tua is plus 350. And Trevor right now plus 300. As far as those two are concerned, for Tua, it says most expected Tua to be the odds on favorite 2019 coming the second to Kyler Murray this past year. But that changed Monday night after Clemson's Trevor Lawrence outshined the talented sophomore in the national championship game. Tua was human late in the year versus Georgia and Clemson, making a couple uncharacteristic throws in the coverage, resulting in turnovers. But his body of work, hard to argue with. For Trevor, it says T-Law was as cool kids call him, a rising star in college football, a player with many NFL GMs reportedly taking number one overall draft. That was Sweeney a good reason to name him the true freshman five-star Clemson starter in September, forcing Kelly Bryant to take a back seat, who will unlock the offense downfield attack. Lawrence threw for more than 3,000 yards in his first season. He only picked off 4 times in 15 games. Not bad for kids still adjusting the speed of the game. Likely a 3-year player in Death Valley. This season's success is only the beginning for Lawrence in orange and purple in a 347-yard, 3-touchdown blitzkrieg of Alabama ignited his name nationally. I will tell you this, just to be careful a little bit. I will tell you this, the difference besides the height, I think Tua's accuracy is as good as Trevor. Would you agree with that? I think he is as or more accurate than Trevor.
I would agree with that.
I don't think he has quite the arm strength of Trevor. I think he's got good arm strength, but not quite the arm strength of Trevor. Agree with that?
Yep.
To me, the two differences, and I think Trevor is as good an athlete as Tua. You agree with that?
Yep.
To me, the two differences in Trevor and Tua is...
One gets beaten, the other one doesn't?
No. Is Trevor has the ability... for the post-snap read better than Tua. Because as A.J. Terrell showed us, as Trayvon Mullen showed us, as Brent Venables showed us, you can show him one thing and then change coverage. I think they do a lot of RPOs. I think they do a lot of pre-snap read stuff. And I think if you can confuse him like Mississippi State did maybe a little bit, or like Georgia did, or like Clemson did, he makes mistakes. Whereas Trevor... I think really it sells in the face of pressure, and it sells in reading those, that post-snap read and looking those safeties and doing all that. I think that the quick decision-making, I think Trevor might be the biggest advantage he has over Tua. Agree?
I would agree with that, yes.
Okay. How do you defend Tua? Well, you move him off his spot and then you disguise coverages. How do you defend Trevor?
I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. Well, does anybody know right now? He's 15-0. Not 15-0. He's 12-0.
Well, I thought he had a pretty big deal in those other games. As far as, I mean, you can say he didn't start the Georgia Tech game, and that's true. But he threw 4 touchdown passes, and what's the difference in the Georgia Tech?
Sure, game? But his official record
in the games he played in is 15-0. But as far as a starting quarterback, yeah, I get it. But Kelly Bryant didn't win the Georgia Tech game. Trevor Lawrence did. So I say 15-0.
15-0 it is.
All right. Texas said, who would win, Trevor or Brent Venables' defense? I don't know. Also, Trevor's release is faster. I'll give you that. QCT makes a decent point. He goes, Tua's not as accurate as Trevor. We saw that in the Natty. He doesn't make decisions as the post-snap reader and pressure. Trevor is completely different level. I agree with that. It's not close. I agree with that, QCT. Totally agree with that. As far as the accuracy goes, I don't know, man. Tua's very accurate. When throwing from his spot to the read that he has made, I think he's pretty doggone accurate.
I don't know that it's not close.
Yeah. I don't know. Pretty close. We'll see. It's been a Trevor Lawrence love fest here today.
Oh, it's always a love fest for Trevor Lawrence here on the show.
And rightfully so. This feels like Deshaun Watson, but it feels bigger because Deshaun's freshman year, if you remember, was injury riddled, and it was only about, we saw signs of it. Remember, Deshaun hit the ground running at Georgia in a loss, and then his first start with North Carolina, and then the NC State games, and his Superman moments. But did you know, at that point in time, did you know that Deshaun Watson would be a Heisman, 2-time Heisman finalist and a national champion? And playing 2 national championship games, you kind of felt that way. But in other words, you weren't surprised when he was in that situation. But you wouldn't have been shocked if he wasn't. Right now, you'd be shocked if Trevor's not in a Heisman conversation now for 2 years.
You'd be stunned.
And if he's not in a national championship consideration for the next couple of years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. We'll see where it all goes from there, no doubt. My friends at Trail want to talk to you about building your next building. And really, I mean, look, I'm sure there's some great builders out there. I'm sure there's some builders out there that do a really good job. What I'm telling you is that I know, and I think that's the case, but I know Trail does a great job. And I know this, that the post-construction aspect of it is going to leave you with a great building that's on time and on budget and great relationships on the other end of it. When we have people call the show, which we have had before, saying, hey, look, man, I know Trail. We dealt with Trail. This is exactly right. When I had lunch today with my two bankers, and I know they'll tell you about what Trail did for them in our beautiful bank that we have here where I bank. And I know that in my own personal, you know, we were renovating our house. We lived in two of the multi-purpose, multi-family units that Trail built here in the area. One in Clemson, one in Anderson. And they did an awesome job of both of those. So I can tell you firsthand the quality that was built there. To find out more about this deal is Trail, TREHEL.com. There is a better building process. They can deliver in a bunch of different delivery methods, but boy, ask and inquire about the better building process and the master builder approach, because that's what they really differentiate themselves with. More than anything else, they're going to differentiate themselves with their people from top to bottom, from the first phone call till years and years down the road. Once the building is in your hands for years, you will notice a big difference in the people at Trail. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. Let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk about football schedules.
Football schedules.
2 o'clock today.
2 o'clock.
And I have one major piece of advice. We'll talk about that after a very short break.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm. 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys, like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978, more than $2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better market on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost, valid through January 23rd.
The holidays were trying for me, trying new recipes, new restaurants. I was trying too hard, and I felt sluggish. So this year, I'm trying the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge. And wow, I just take Metamucil every day for 14 days. And let me tell you, because Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs me down, I'm feeling lighter and more energetic. Are you ready to take the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge with me? To get a coupon and daily tips, sign up now at Metamucil.com. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Dudes!
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
This week I talked about doing something nice for somebody, and you do something nice for me if you just let that song like go. As we tell you about the folks at Urban Nirvana, when's the last time you did something really, really nice for somebody? Did you do something nice for Kristen yesterday?
It ain't starting today, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, Uncle Cole, dude.
Did I do something nice for Kristen yesterday?
Yeah, you didn't do anything nice for me today.
Not for you, no. I got her dinner last night. That helps.
What do you mean you got her dinner?
I got her dinner.
Like, did you make her dinner?
No, I went and got her dinner. We ate like presidents last night.
Nice. Nice. Well, that was nice of you then.
Thank you.
I'm encouraging someone to do something nice for somebody today. And men, this can be your someone you work with, someone in your neighborhood, someone you're very close to. Someone that, this has done something nice for you, or just pay it forward. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. This is as simple as to get the massages. You know, I told you right now, my wife loves the prenatal massages. You know, Mr. Or 24, won't be too much longer. I can do these prenatal massages.
That's true.
Need to go get married, get one more prenatal massage. The gift tab makes it so easy, so simple. Let me ask you something. You do nice things for people all the time. Any easier than what Urban Nirvana, the convenience of doing that?
Easiest thing in the world, urbannirvana.com. Click the gift card tab. Fill out some information. Put your information in for your card to pay for it. Bada bing, bada boom. It's in their email inbox, or you can print it out and give it to them in person in the car, whatever it is. Easiest thing in the world, urbannirvana.com. Convenient locations, Greenville, Columbia, and Charleston. Check it out today.
Did you see the guy that trolled us with the goofy comment? Mm. And I got him about there, T-H-E-I-R and T-H-R. And then he did it again, and he messed up. He messed up again.
It was a rough response. It was a rough response.
He messed up again.
It was a rough response.
I called him out on the T-H-E-I-R and T-H-E-R-E.
There and there.
And then he did it again. Response, he did it again.
Did it again.
Oh, man.
Didn't use the correct form of your.
I didn't do your as well.
Misspelled basic.
Good job, dude. Besides that, great take. Really good take. Besides completely botching the entire situation there. Good take, dude. All right. 2 o'clock today. We have the ACC schedule's being released.
And why can't it be like 8:30?
Because it's as simple. John Swofford hates me and hates our show. He loves Kwok and Kelly. Kwok and Kelly go up there and do their show from up there in the ACC media days, and they kiss up to Swoffy, and they go out to his house on the Outer Banks together, and it's all about Kwok and Kelly.
People don't know this, but they say, Mickey, can you go do the ACC Media Day stuff? And you go, is Swoffer going to be there? And they go, yeah. You go, absolutely not.
I call him Swoffy.
Yeah.
And they go, yep. I went, no, can't do it.
Busy.
No, a little busy that day. So with that said, at 2 o'clock today, the ACC will announce the 2019 football schedule. I only have one piece of advice. Now, by the way, we know that Clemson is going to play road games this year in Columbia. We know that Clemson is going to play a road game in Syracuse. We know they're going to play a road game in Chapel Hill, a road game at NC State, and a road game in Louisville, Kentucky this year. We know this. We know that the Tigers will open the season on August the 29th against Georgia Tech. We know the very next week on September, and that's a Thursday night. We know the very next week on September 7th is home against Texas A&M. We don't know the 14th if that's an open date or the 14th, but we do know September 21st, Charlotte comes to town. And then we know November the 2nd, Wofford. And then we don't know the 9th. We don't know the 16th. We don't know the 23rd, and we don't know the 30th. We know the 30th, I should say, with South Carolina. So home games with Boston College, Florida State, Wake Forest. We don't know those three home dates yet. And we don't know the four ACC road games yet, the dates Louisville, NC State, North Carolina, and Syracuse. One very, very important piece of advice. In the old days, I don't think people quite understood, and not even in the old days, people don't understand the value of football season sometimes, and for some reason you schedule weddings in the fall. One of the old arguments would be, well, we will do it on a road game. Well, for Clemson fans this year, outside of a trip to Syracuse, and even then there will be thousands of Clemson fans in Syracuse, New York. North Carolina is drivable. Chapel Hill is a nice visit. Don't do it on the Chapel Hill weekend. First of all, you know not doing home games, right? Right, Zach? You got that? You're doing yours in July?
July. I'm going to sweat all
That's okay.
the whole afternoon.
That's okay.
So I don't have to do it on a home game.
Are you also doing it in the continental United States of America?
It will be in the US of A.
Right, in the lower 48.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got the two things licked. You can do it on a Monday, Tuesday, when I don't care. But just do it in the lower 48 and also do it in a non-football Saturday. Hey, if you want to get married on a Sunday, a Friday, a Tuesday in football season, knock yourself out. I'll be there. That's fine. Now, a lot of times I get this excuse, well, it's a road game. Well, remember this. At North Carolina weekend, Clemson hadn't been there in a few years. It's a nice trip and drivable. At NC State in Raleigh, it's a drivable deal. It's a nice weekend. It's not a bad trip at all. People are going to go there. Louisville has turned into my favorite trip in the ACC. Churchill Downs, Muhammad Ali Museum, Louisville Slugger, Bourbon Trail, downtown Louisville's nice. What's that, 5th Street, 9th Street, whatever. Louisville's a great trip. We're going to do those. So don't even do those. I do have good advice for you, though. If for some reason your bride-to-be, your groom-to-be, your monster-in-law, your whoever it might be, is dead set on fall weddings,
mm-hmm.
and I get it.
They're beautiful.
I have two things for you.
What's that?
I have one thing for you. Two open dates this year. This is because we're going to start on August the 29th, and the way that the calendar works this year, we're going to have two open dates in college football this year. There's going to be 14 weeks to play 12 games. So at 2 o'clock today, call the Old Farm, call the church, call the beach, call Palmetto Dunes, call whatever you got to do to get it done. Do the open dates. You got a lot better chance. Now, I'm probably still not coming open date anyway, because that's when LSU and Bama are playing, and Georgia and Notre Dame will be playing, and they will have Texas and Oklahoma be playing. I'm probably going to want to watch those anyway. Mm-hmm. But you got a lot better chance of people showing up to your wedding. Now, I'll tell you this. I got a buddy of mine this year that got married at the Clemson-Louisville game this year.
Yeah.
And he did it on purpose because he said, hey, look, I'm going to send you an invitation. You're going to have to owe me a present, but you're not coming, so I don't have to feed you. So if you want to go that route and just, but you can't get mad at someone not showing up to your wedding
if
in the fall.
If you're going to do it at the open date, you better be on the phone at 205. You better be booking at about 215.
Right.
Especially if it's in this area.
Right.
They're going to go quick, and you better get those invites out real quick.
Right. Texture said, I do it with earbuds. I look like I'm in the Secret Service. Not me, buddy. Not me. I'm not going.
Even on an open date.
An open date, you have a shot. It depends. Then it depends on the hierarchy. Meredith asks me all the time. And I'm not going to, don't even ask me about me and you. Meredith asks me all the time, hey, where does this friend rank right here? Like, I'll see somebody and she'll say, hey, where were you? And I said, oh, well, I had a buddy of mine I hadn't seen in years. He goes, she said, where does he rank? I go, hey, he's number 67.
Yikes.
Or he's number 42. Mm. The top 20 are pretty consistent. But you better be pretty doggone high ranking. You better have a little clout in that ranking if you're going to do an open date. I'll be there. Now, I don't care if it's number one, numero uno. If I'm the best man, if you ask me the best man, if it's during a Clemson football Saturday, then I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm out. You only do it two or three times, four or five times in life. Anyway, not doing it.
The old lady and I are moving it to the open date in the fall. Are you there?
Where is it?
It's around. It's drivable.
Yeah. Because you rank very high in this list.
Top 25, baby. That's all I'm trying to be.
No, you're top 20.
Top 25. I just want to be ranked.
But I will tell you this.
I'm just happy to be ranked.
I will tell you this. You can't say the same about me. You're higher in my poll than I'm in yours.
Well, you're in there by default. I keep my friend group low. Like, I don't know if I have 25 friends that I would be worth ranking.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got them. I've got 1 through 100.
Like, I'd rather be better friends with fewer people than, you know, okay friends with a lot.
Oh,
of people.
Yeah. No, I mean, that goes without saying. And maybe a lot of these are acquaintances.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting texts right now. Where did I rank? I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that to you. My wife is only one privy to that information.
Rank somebody. Rank somebody.
Well, my buddy Greg's number one.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
I figured the guy that flew you out.
Oh, he soared up the ratings.
He's got to be out there pretty high now.
He soared.
Yeah.
Up the ratings. My friend, Susan and Danny Presley from Presley's Auto here in town. I love these folks. Said, you made it to in 09 when Aaron got married and Clemson beat Miami. And it was. And a matter of fact, I felt embarrassed because we were listening to it. That was 09. And we were listening to it. That was Jacoby Ford's catch. And we went and ran in and watched the final drive. But I remember having the headphones on when the preacher was preaching and people were praying. And I'm going, and we're going, oh, man. We're singing Doxology over there, and I'm singing Tiger Rag, you know? We had headphones in. Woo!
I now present to you Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Yeah.
Let's go.
You're screaming about the game, but it's really the wedding. That's great.
Texas, I can't name 10. I feel bad if you can't name 10 friends. How many you got? What's your count of it? Honestly, I can name you my top 250.
250? Like, yeah. Why are you talking to so many people? That's exhausting.
It is. It's exhausting. Everybody wants a piece. No. 250. But
I don't want that many friends.
Solid 50. If you're outside the top 50, that means, you know, I see you a couple times a year, whatever. JD and Greenwood said number 497 in Potter poll. Nah, JD, you're higher than that. Much higher than that. The point is, this year more than ever, if you're ever going to get married in football season, this is the year to do it because there are two open dates this year. Now, I'll ask you this, Mr. Ward 24, turning the attention back to football away from weddings.
Wait, are you saying 250 people are going to show up to your funeral one day?
What do you think?
250?
Yeah.
That's a big funeral.
Well, you got to think that most of these people can be dead by the time I get I'm going to outlive most of these people, aren't I? I'm hoping. I'd rather go to 250 funerals than mine.
Not to be selfish or anything.
No, I'd rather you die than me.
But I'm hoping you kick the bucket before I do.
I'm sorry, man, right? I'll be glad to give the eulogy, but man, I want to kind of outlive you. I'm sorry. All right, now, on a serious note with football, I'm looking at Clemson's schedule here. Do you want an open date on the 14th? You got back-to-back big games early with Georgia Tech and A&M. Both those are at home. On the 14th, and you got Charlotte on the 21st. On the 14th, you got to go on the road. Would you rather go on the road, or would you rather have an open date on the 14th?
Go on the road.
Okay.
Keep playing.
All right, let's make the perfect schedule for
Clemson. I don't want two open dates.
Well, you have to have two open dates.
But I don't want them. I want one.
Oh, no. You have to have two open dates.
Just play.
I'm going to do this. Let's make the perfect Clemson schedule. And let's see how close we get to it. You want to?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do that. First, we got to take a break, and then because we have time to do it after the next segment. I'm just going to say, if you could draw it up, how would you draw it up?
Okay.
All right. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. I love these folks. One of the things that I learned from Engineered Sleep, not only I learned how to make a mattress, I learned how they make it. I also learned how the shortcuts go about and what those shortcuts look like. And what some of these major manufacturers, like how they really just like pull the wool over your eyes and really like kind of screw you. A dear friend of mine, matter of fact, a family member of mine, bought a bed for $9,985, $95, whatever. And she told me about like all this great stuff she has in her bed. And then at lunch with Engineer Sleep the other day, said, all those are gimmicks, man. Everything they're telling me, that's all big one gimmick. That they said, we know what they got in that bed, and they don't have anything close to $99.95 in that bed. Anyway, so they know all the gimmicks, all this kind of stuff, and they cut through all that stuff, and they give you a great product at a great price. One thing I learned over there, probably the most important thing I was learned, was how to buy a mattress and what to look for, and the most important part of it. And the lasting memory I have of my experience at Engineer Sleep is that you need a firmer mattress than you think. Everybody wants a soft mattress. Oh, it feels so good. Feel how soft it is, but it's terrible for your body. So the bottom line is that you want to have as firm of a mattress as you can stand. Does that make sense? You need to have, you don't want a piece of plyboard down there, but for your back and for your body, you want it soft enough to sleep on, but firm enough where it won't make a big difference in the long-term effects of your osteo situation, your bones. Engineer Sleep can explain it much better than I can. EngineerSleep.com, Congaree Road over in Greenville. Good folks, let them make the mattress just for you at Engineered Sleep. When we come back, we'll try to make the perfect Clemson schedule, and then we'll see how close we get after a very short break right after this.
This Wednesday, the Tigers play their second consecutive game in Little John as they take on their rivals from Atlanta when the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets come to town. Pre-game is at 8:30 with a 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer. Right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, lkqpickyourpart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Let's tee up and get this day going. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If that's who you think we are, you're making a fatal miscalculation, son.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? You wanna get out? What you gonna do?
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a nice Wednesday. Paul Strelo joins us tomorrow. ZeroResGreville.com. Right now, some great specials going on. New year, new carpets. Get 2019 started off right with Zero Res. They clean with powered water, no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, three rooms of carpet, a free hallway. Get that sanitized. Do it for $109 when you mention my name, Mickey. Book that now. Call them at 558-7300. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. Mr. Or 24, I'm going to get two phone calls, and then we're going to try to make the schedule out. One thing I want you to think about is, when in the season, because we're trying to make the perfect schedule, like if you let us make it, with two open dates in there, when in the season do you want to play some teams? For instance, I would probably rather play Louisville and North Carolina fairly early, because with new staffs and the personnel, breaking in new personnel, I don't want them to kind of figure things out, right? You're going to beat Louisville anyway. You're going to beat North Carolina anyway, I think. So, does it make sense? I don't care where I play Wake Forest. I don't care where I play Boston College. Maybe play Boston College early as well for the heat, that kind of stuff. Florida State, maybe play them a little early in there too. I don't know. We're going to figure out the perfect schedule here in a second. 654 Roar. Phil is in Anderson. The main thing is when the open dates come. Hey, good morning, Phil. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're blessed, man. Couldn't be any better. Everything's great.
Well, I wanted to call in because normally you guys give out such great advice. I love listening to you. But today, I'm telling you, you got it all wrong.
All right.
And I want to tell you that. And I'm going to tell you why. One, I've probably been married longer than both of you guys added together. Number two, I got married in the fall. Now, let me tell you where y'all are missing. An open date? Open date don't work. You know why? Open dates change year to year. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, an away game this year is a home game next year. So, see, y'all got to think further. Y'all got to think ahead and remember that when the wife says, hey, baby, it's our anniversary coming up this weekend. I thought we might like to go to such and such. See, that's a real strain on a marriage. So you set it straight early and just go ahead and say, don't do it in the fall.
Right.
Don't do it.
I love the advice, Phil. I hadn't thought about the anniversary part of all this.
There you go. And I'm telling you, for some reason, women think, you know, and I understand most of the time it's God, it's family, it's Clemson football, and then it's your job.
right. You got your priorities in order, yes.
That's right. And sometimes, depending on the season we're having, us as men especially, we kind of get number two and number three mixed up a little bit. So the best thing to do is just avoid the conflict altogether and don't get married in the fall.
Great point, my friend. Great point, Phil. I appreciate the phone call. No doubt about it. That's a great point. Look, or you can say, hey, sweetheart, this year we get to spend our anniversary in beautiful Syracuse, New York. Or you could do this. You could say, hey, sweetheart, we get to spend our anniversary this year in Clemson, or let's go over to Katichi and get a nice spot over there. Let's get us a nice lake house around here somewhere, maybe. But no, you're right. Fall weddings, you've got that figured out. Fall weddings provide so many obstacles later in life. Snap Hook is up next. Good morning, Snap Hook. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Blessed. Very, very blessed.
If you got friends that get married in the fall, you need new friends. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
They fall down that ranking of top 250. They fall.
When did you get married, Snap Hook?
I got married on June 2nd, 2001.
Good for you.
Attaboy.
17 years in, 18 years in. Good job, man.
I know. Very nice. I can't believe she's put up with me that long. No trips to the eye doctor. That's why.
Yeah. Keep her away from that. Make sure she
I'd rather put up with her crappy driving than actually her being able to see what I actually look like. It's a give, Mickey. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it really is.
Yeah. Let me say this. There's a lot of reasons. It's got to be your personality. It's got to be your caring, loving spirit. It's got to be something else.
I'm a great salesman. That's all I can say. I can sell an Eskimo and air conditioner, that kind of thing. I've got her sold.
Yeah, keep trying.
As far as the open dates go, Mickey, I mean, I prefer to have them. I mean, obviously they're probably going to split them up. One kind of early, one kind of late, I would assume.
Yes.
You know, I'd say an open date after the A&M game would probably be a good idea. You know, I really don't like playing them that early. I'd rather have them later on in the schedule.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, we got, you know, a lot of new positions to fill, a lot of new starters going to be out. So I'd kind of like to have them later in the season, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be, what, week two, week three?
Yeah, and you know, the A&M game, A&M should be pretty good next year. Preseason ranked in the top 10, you would think, because that would be an exciting game on September the 7th. But that's coming off of a Georgia Tech game with a new staff, not knowing to expect. The good news of the A&M game is, though, you get two extra days because Clemson and Georgia Tech play on a Thursday. So you're saying an open date after A&M. The only problem there is that you kind of got an open date on the following weekend because you play Charlotte at home. So do you want one before Charlotte, or would you rather take one maybe after Charlotte, and that gives you more time to prepare for, say, Florida State or Louisville or NC State or something like that?
Yeah, that's kind of catch 22 the way you look at it.
Yeah, good point. Very good point.
It's just two open dates, man. That just seems weird. I mean, it really seems weird.
But you know what, Snapbook, and I've seen it. Now, Clemson does a really good job of managing the snap totals throughout the season and playing so many players. But the one thing I noticed, especially back in that first run, actually I noticed this back when in Taj Boyd's run, they were 8-0 that one time. Man, the season is so long. And I like two open dates. You get a chance to maybe go to Athens or go down to Columbia or go, you know, and that'll be something we'll talk about on tomorrow's show, which is pretty cool, or go to other games. But B is, it's such a long season, man, for these guys to be able to get their legs back underneath them to heal up their bumps and bruises. I like this idea. If we're going to play a long season, I say stretch it out rather than cram it all together like an accordion. Let's stretch it out a little bit and give the guys some recovery time in the season itself.
Hey, selfishly, I hope it's the second week in October. That way, you know, I can take a golf trip and not be, right, you know, watching ESPN Plus the whole time.
Yeah, that's why you got to cancel your golf trips with all that. So we'll see.
Well, I mean, you know how that goes, Mickey.
Yeah. Hey, the thing I'm most impressed with this phone call is that you actually remember your anniversary. So that's good. Good job.
Oh yeah, it's 8 days before my daughter's birthday. So nice. It's one of those kind of things where and no, it's a year separated.
I was gonna say what the shotgun wedding in there, man. That'd have been a good one. Yeah, good for you.
Pickens County special, Bill. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, buddy. You don't want your water breaking at the wedding.
Pickens County special. Yeah.
You don't want it breaking like I do, water break. Now we go to the hospital. We celebrate over there. Cut the cake at the hospital. You don't want that. All right, Zach, you ready? in the open day, well, let's think about some of these teams. Does it matter when you play Boston College?
No.
I would say.
Well, yes.
I'd like to play Boston College fairly early because of the heat.
The heat?
Yes.
Okay.
Or you could say Boston College is not a deep team. Like Clemson last year, let's face it, with A.J. Dillon late in the season, he was so beat up, he didn't play against Clemson. All right, he played, but he wasn't a factor, really. He was so beat up late in the season, they don't have anybody else, and so they depend on him so much that maybe a late wouldn't be bad. We're trying to make the perfect schedule.
I'd just say early, but not because so much of the heat I get. Well, it's the same thing, right? You don't want to be in the cold at the end of the season.
But the game's here in Clemson.
For future reference, you know, being in the cold up in Boston.
Right, I'm talking about 2019 schedule, though. Florida State, does it matter with Florida State?
No, play them wherever, whenever.
Wake Forest, does it matter? I think Wake Forest matters not.
No.
Okay. Louisville with a new coach?
Early.
I agree. NC State, new quarterback?
Whenever.
Really?
That don't matter to me.
Syracuse, at Syracuse?
I mean, it's inside, so it doesn't matter either, does it?
No. So here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Georgia Tech, A&M. Do you want an open date before Charlotte or after Charlotte?
Before.
Okay. So you're going to go open date, third game of the season. I'm going to go the exact opposite. I want open date after Charlotte. I want to play it's got to be a road game.
To Louisville.
I want to go to North Carolina.
I'm going to go to North Carolina.
No, let's go to Louisville. Let's go to Louisville early. All right? So, we got Louisville there. Charlotte, after Charlotte, who do you want to play?
It's got to be road or home?
Well, consider for you, it's got to be road because you got three straight home games.
North Carolina?
At UNC. I want to play at NC State early. Get breaking a new quarterback. 6 week of the season. I hadn't had an open date yet. I'm going to take an open date then. You still have Louisville, at North Carolina, Syracuse, and home games, Boston College, Florida State, and Wake Forest.
I thought I had Louisville in the third or fourth after the bye, didn't I?
No, you got Charlotte after the bye, then you said at North Carolina. You still have Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville.
So back-to-back road games?
Yeah.
At Louisville. I'm going to go open then. The seventh week.
And you get a stretch of home games.
The seventh week. I'm going to say at Syracuse because I want to open date before Syracuse to get ready for the pace.
I have no qualms about playing Syracuse at Syracuse this year. So I like to play a home game. Who's left on the home
Boston
schedule?
Boston College, Florida State, or Wake Forest.
Let's put FSU in there.
FSU early at home. I'm going to come back and I'm going to go home game. Let me see here. I'm going to go Boston College then. I'm done with those guys. So we both have our open date. And now you still have Boston College. Home. You have home, Boston College, home, Wake Forest. You have at NC State, at Syracuse.
I'm going to alternate home and away from here on out.
Okay. So you have either at NC State or at Syracuse?
Yep.
Which one do you want?
Let's go to Syracuse earlier. And we'll go to NC State to finish it up.
All right. So you get NC State on the 10th. And then do you want a home game with Boston College or Wake Forest in between Syracuse and NC State.
I can't get a buy-in here, don't I?
Well, yeah, but you want that later before South Carolina, don't you? We both want South Carolina open date before South Carolina?
Of course.
Okay. All right, because South Carolina has one for Clemson this year. Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
So you want Wake Forest or Boston College between Syracuse and NC State?
Wake, please.
Wake Forest there, and then Boston College late. Okay. I'll give your schedule. I got to get top of the hour. So your schedule is complete. Mine will be complete here after a break. We'll come back. More of your phone calls, more of your texts, more of your tweets. And also we'll talk about some of those. I want to talk about a little bit about Alabama. Have an Alabama thought coming up after a short break. My friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists would like to entertain you, or you entertain them, and come by your home and come by your office and measure your garage and measure what they do. We get this phone call all the time here. What's the garage flooring people? What are the garage flooring people? What's that number? This is easy. It's Tim Worley. It's 864-404-8158. I specifically want to talk to you Charleston folks right now. They do an awesome job. They spend a lot of time out on Isle of Palms, a lot of time on Daniel Island. They do a ton of great homes down there, Kiowa and all down through that way. If you're in Charleston listening, we got a lot of you. Don't think this is just an upstate business, because they have an office down there and an apartment down there. Those guys go stay in when they do this for you, but you're going to absolutely love our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. This high-performance, solid epoxy-based resin is going to go down. It's going to look great. It's going to improve the value of your home. You're going to love the convenience of it, how beautiful it is. Zach always mentions it. Every time I always comes to my house, I always say, hey, man, come look at the garage. So you can talk about it on the air. 404-8158, CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. We'll give you the perfect Clemson schedule in hour three.